As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this day, in this prayer, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Safety, peace, love. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to day 26 of our journey, and as I read slowly and attentively through Julian's revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Though our Lord revealed to me that I will sin, by me is understood everyone. And in this I conceived a gentle fear. And in answer to this, our Lord said, I protect you very safely. This word was said with more love and assurance of protection for my soul than I can or may tell. For just as it was first revealed to me that I should sin, so was consolation revealed. Assurance of protection for all my fellow Christians. What can make me love my fellow Christians more than to see in God that he loves all who will be saved, all of them as it were one soul? For we cannot be blessedly saved until we are truly in peace and in love, for that is our salvation. There we will be wholly contented with God, and with all his works, and with all his judgments, and loving and content with ourselves, and with our fellow Christians, and with everything which God loves, as is pleasing to love. And God's goodness does this in us. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture, John 17, verses 22 and 23, and Psalm 16, verses 5, 6, and 11. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.